President,
I have a question for you on coronavirus, but first I'd like to start with the news of the day. Given back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
He leans down, smells my hair, and then plants this big, long kiss on the top of my head.
I think he is actually going to kiss me. He started rubbing noses with me, and he was still holding onto my face and rubbing noses.
Spread your legs, you're going to be frisked.
You stand right in front of me, right? All right, come on. You got something. Come on. Is this right. Balanced? Molly, come over by me. Come on over here. Stand right next to me.
There you go.
I hold the Bible.
He is extremely affectionate, extremely flirtatious in a completely safe way.
Joe Biden didn't do anything that's, anywhere near to that.
Hey, are you bored yet?
You say behind
me. Isn't it kind of boring? This is boring stuff, Mom. Four granddaughters. Beautiful granddaughters like you guys. And guess what? My dad used to say, granddaughters have one important job. Take care of the father. I think the most important one.
All right.
Always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening.